The emotional food diary is introduced into session three. We're going to undertake an activity to understand more about emotional food diaries and self-monitoring. The emotional food diary is to help understand those things that is keeping our disordered eating pattern going. Self-monitoring through an emotional food diary is a helpful tool to promote our nourishment. The purpose is to increase our awareness of situations, our thoughts, feelings, and how we may react to those things. As you can see from the emotional food diary example, we have several boxes, and it's important that you do fill in all boxes. The first part of our emotional food diary is to understand more around what our eating pattern looks like and to understand more around that disordered eating cycle. As you can see from the boxes, we have things like our when, who were you with, what were you doing, what did you eat, what triggers did you identify already, thoughts and feelings prior to your eating, binging, laxatives or purging, and thoughts after the event. Now, we're aware that not all of these boxes will describe people's eating behaviours or their disordered eating patterns. But if you feel that you cannot fit in all of these boxes, please do discuss this with your practitioner or send us a question. So as you can see from my example, I used this example from a Monday evening. Who I was with or where I was at and what I was doing. I just got home from work and I was alone. What did I eat? I ate chocolate, crisps, cheese, and crackers. The triggers that I identified was that I was feeling distressed from having had an upsetting day at work. The thoughts and feelings prior to eating was that I was starting to think, I'm such a failure, what's the point? Now, the binging, laxative, or purging box, as you can see, I'd popped down that it was a binge as I felt out of control around my food. If you're not quite sure what sort of things that you're engaging in, please speak to your practitioner. Thoughts after the event. I started to feel guilt, I started to feel shame, and I started to believe I was a failure. If I was to continue on with this diary, I would fill it in every time I had undertaken an emotional eating pattern, or whenever I was feeling any distress around food. It might be that it isn't your usual pattern, so it's really important that you record all eating events on this which has caused you to feel that distress. The next boxes within the emotional food diary is looking at your week in review, and it can be really helpful to reflect upon the things that you've learned when you are reviewing your diary. We recommend that choosing a same day every week and a same time for reviewing. You can learn more about this in session three. But when we're looking at the week in review, we're looking at three specific questions. What went well within your eating behaviours? Any sort of behaviours that need your attention? And what will you focus on in the next week? Setting a mini goal. So as you can see, what went well was that I was able to reduce my binge eating to only once this week. Any behaviours that need my attention, so I'm aware that I'm using food as a self-soothing tool after stressful days. And what will I focus on next week? I'm going to keep my food diary because I want to understand more about my triggers. Take a moment to undertake your week in review.